more money. Who we got in the studio today?
Hey man, you got your boy Tom, aka Toxic Tom, aka Tommy Lade.
You got Toby the guy senpai. I don't know what's going on right now. I can't lie.
And you know who the fuck is Taff? Find it on the pod, AK the champion.
Taff's grown up now.
Hey, so today on the podcast we're broaching a little topic called unrealistic expectations. And so what we've just done, we just finished watching a video by our Lord and Savior, Kevin Samuels.
Oh, stop. Stop. He's not my, we don't do the same religion.
I'm joking. That's not my Lord. That was a joke.
He's just your Savior.
Hey, man, he's trying to save these people from their unrealistic expectations. Yeah, so, to give you a little run through what the video was, it was just him schooling and educating this 35-year-old woman that called in.
Is biased as fuck. This is the most biased.
How's it biased?
It's just him schooling and educating. We know which way you're schooling.
Actually, you know what,
but wait.
How can I explain it then?
No, let Mo finish.
Wait, I don't even understand. What have I said so far that's incorrect? Did he not educate? Did he not school?
Bias is like sugarcoating.
He's basically saying in a way that's flattering to him.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily the woman. Like, because you're leaving.
How am I supposed to... What part of that video flatters a woman, bro? There we go. So essentially, let me take away all bias. A woman called in, a 35-year-old woman called in because she's having trouble with guys, dating guys. And she essentially said that she wants to know when to let these guys know that she has a business. Because when they find out that she has a business, they try to help her out. Yeah, and she also said that she's dating. She tries to work with her.
Nigga's always on a job and shit.
Yeah, and she said that she's dating down. So she makes 100K a year. She makes six figures, so it might be more than 100K actually. And she's making that for the past 3 years. She struggles. First problem is she's calling this guy, Kevin Samuels, on a day that she shouldn't be calling him because the day that she's calling in is disagreement day. Now, I don't know the terms of disagreement day, but it seems like you need to have a disagreement with Kevin Samuels, which she didn't. She wanted a free session with him. Yeah, she can always like go to the website, book it, but she wants a free session. Yeah, so he moves past that, you know, the disrespect that she had for him and his business by the fact that she has a business. Yeah. And then he tells her, breaks it down as to why like what she's saying is dumb.
He gave her a reality check.
A big reality check, fam. She was like, yeah. Then she lets him know that she has a kid that's 13 years old, that the father is in the boy's life, but not to the way she would like it. And she also doesn't respect the guy as well because he doesn't have a business. All the guys she respects have businesses, like her dad and her uncle. Cool. She knows nobody else that has six figures. Yeah. But what does she bring? She said, what she said she brings to relationships is the fact that she can help with business, right? Yeah, she can like help improve her business and whatnot. But would that really matter to a guy that has six figures? Not really. She also said that she can plant. As in garden.
That makes it all.
And she also said self-improvement.
Listen, gardening's a useful skill.
Facts.
Oh, no. At the end of the day, she's confused. She thinks dating men beneath her or men that don't have six figures or a business is dating down.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough opinion to have, but do you have the CV to back up all your claims?
You know what I'll say on that? The whole, she said that she has a history of dating guys that are below her financially. And she sort of tied the relationship failing towards finances.
No, but she didn't say the guys are beneath her financially. She just said they're beneath her.
Like they're not on a level. Like,
they're not on her level, but like the guy doesn't have to be.
But everything for her came back to finances though. So true. My question was like, I was just curious, like how much does money really tie into your relationships and finances if you're rich? Like to me personally, I feel like there was some other stuff that probably led to it, but you just said, oh, it's because you're broke or because da 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 da, and the money's this, that and the other. To me, I just think like money after a certain point doesn't really matter because like, your lifestyle isn't that different. Like the lifestyle of a person that's on 5 million and let's say 20 million isn't that different. You get me? So like after six figures, you're pretty much calm. Like so, if you're financially secure, I don't know if it sounds like I'm, you know, on the side of someone being a leech. But if you're financially secure in a relationship and someone else isn't as financially well off as you, yeah, it's should money really be that deep? Like, if you're handling the house, the car, and all that stuff, just love each other, no?
I mean, six figures isn't a million, though. It's like 100, yeah, it's 100K yeah. up to 999.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, so just because you're on six figures, amounts. Like, you still have to live according to your wealth, even when you're on six figures.
Yeah.
And yeah. I guess it is, I don't know. But then no one wants to be, actually, I don't know about this. You might want to, there might be people like this, but do you want to be solely responsible for all that kind of stuff? The house, the bills, the mortgage?
I mean, I wouldn't prefer to, but like, if for her thing was like, oh, you're beneath me, but they're still working, are they not? They're still contributing something. So they're not even complete leeches. To me, a leech is like, there's zero input. There's zero stuff you do. Like, no effort, no nothing, fam. You don't even wash or do anything at home for free. Like, you get me? That's a leech. So if you're working and, like, I don't know, you're on five figures, yeah? And they're like, she said she's on six figures. You're on five figures, you can still, you know, I don't know, buy a car or something, pay for vacations, gifts. Like, your money's still worth something, you get me? It's not like anything below six figures is dirt.
Yeah, but it's not worth as much as hers.
I don't know. It's known that, like, girls, I'm not saying that girls don't want to do anything for themselves, but there is an aspect. Girls want to be taken care of by their man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, girls, like, which I don't see anything wrong with people actually wanting, but, like, you have to be realistic with your wants. Mm. Like, does it balance up to your lifestyle? Like, okay, in the Kevin Samuels interview, he asked her, okay, cool. You have a son, 13-year-old son. You're 35. Baby daddy sketchy. How do you look like?
He's not sketchy. He was absent. He wasn't. He's just not about. the just sketchiness was
not so about. Sorry, I mean the relationship with the baby daddy sketchy.
Yeah.
Sorry, but looks wise, he asked her how she looks. She said 5 with no makeup on, 6 with makeup on. Okay. So, and I'm gonna assume she's not gonna go for. She's not trying to look for some 20-something-year-old. She's trying to look for someone around her same age. Mm-hmm. So her wants just simply weren't realistic. So you have to think, people that are her age don't want what she's offering. It doesn't matter. Like, again, she wants what, but people that would actually accept what she wants, big man, they don't have that kind of money, or maybe as much money as you would like. So I think, in my opinion, it's all about being realistic with your wants. So, like, finance tailors in depending on how realistic the girl is with herself, in my opinion.
Okay.
Bro, honestly and truly, what does she offer to people that are younger than her?
No, to a guy that's younger than you, like, you know, pretty, the lifestyle, I guess.
What lifestyle?
Love.
I mean, the six-figure lifestyle. I mean,
what do you mean, Taff, six figures? You can't be looking at six figures like you're a baller.
No, but depends on what you do with it.
Yeah, but okay, wait, let's be sort of realistic here. So she owns a business. She's making six figures for the past 3 years. So to be conservative, yeah, let's say she's earning 150K a year. That's a decent amount of money. Certainly a lot more money than the average person makes.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't splash, you can't do the most extravagant of things just because you have 150K a year. You still have to live within your means. Even if you have 150K, you're probably leveling up where you live, which means increased mortgage or increased rent if you're renting. Yeah.
So that depends.
All sorts. Like, you're probably buying better food because you're on 150K. Unless you're going to dial back and stay living at that, 30K a year mentality where, okay, I'm going to go Lidl, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Try and save money on everything. Unless you're like some financial genius or someone that's very like, what's the word?
Financial literacy.
So you can call it smart. Just very like you're a Scrooge essentially. Like, even when you're making bare money, you're still going to be living as if you have peanuts.
No, but that's the thing though. Like, if for me, I agree with what you're saying. Like, everyone has to live within their means. Like, even Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk.
There's no means for him.
So, like, if you're like, you're not a millionaire if you make a millionaire. You have to be classified as a millionaire, you have to earn like what, over 2-3 million, something like that. But let's say you make 5 million in the lottery, yeah? You're a millionaire.
Yep.
But if you spend 5 million the day after, you're not a millionaire anymore. Like, your money has come and went. Like, you didn't live within your means because you got the million, you thought everything else needs to go up and everything's gone.
Yeah.
You get me? So for me, if you're from five figures to six figures, you can still splash. You get me? So like, if you like holidays, you're probably going to splash more on your holidays than your house and car. Or if you like cars, you're probably going to have a nicer car than you do a house. You get me? So it's sort of like that poll question, like, which would you rather have, a nice house or a nice car? You know, some people would, believe it or not, say, I want a nice car. Some people say, and I can, I would want a nice house. Real quick, what would you guys say?
House.
Yeah, house. I mean, we don't really go outside, so.
Actually, no.
Yeah, can anyone hear a drive?
I'm not too sure about that, you know.
What, really?
Because I'm not the type of person to, actually, maybe even that house, I rent out, I'm not the type of person to really want to plant down roots anywhere.
But to answer most original question, about what she offers to people younger than her.
Nothing.
Like, just lifestyle. Like, think about it. So let's say someone who's 25-year-old man, and her at 35, 6 figures.
Yeah, but what are they trying to get in a relationship with her and settle down with a woman that's 10 years older than them, that has a 13-year-old kid?
To me, she wouldn't be on that, bro.
No, of course she wouldn't. But like Mo asked, like, what would she offer them? Like, why would they even want to be with her?
Why would they? To settle down. They can get with a girl. There are 20-year-olds, yeah. The people... their age, 25 and around that age, younger and older, that make 100K as well. Mm-hmm. That make six as well. That don't have kids. They don't have anything else but business advice and planting to offer.
Fuck's sake. Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. So
of all things she could list, she listed planting.
She was desperate, man.
She CV didn't wasn't
and she said, good. Like,
she should have said, I have agriculture skills.
Nah, big man, she was
them CV ones.
No, Taff. Yeah. Taff. No, honestly, she was spun by the question. She was scrambling for what she could say.
Mm. And she said five looks wise, six when she puts on, when she does herself up. And that was, in my opinion, generous. So even if you give her that five, she's average. Mm. Six, just a bit higher than average. Even still, why are guys that are younger than her?
Wait, I have a question then for you lot. I've seen a couple of this guy's videos, yeah? And I mainly watch these videos just to reflect on myself, innit? Like, what do I want to do? Because you can't watch these videos and laugh at people because you can easily be in her place, you get me? A woman can't watch that specific video and be like, oh, look at her, man. Blah, blah, blah. Bear bantering. Next thing you know, you're on his show.
No, but you can laugh,
same questions. No, I feel like those are learning moments. I feel like in that specific video we watched, is more suitable for young women to watch. So that, look, you can't end up like her, you get me? Because you see on Twitter a lot, like, if you have some people you follow on Twitter, they're like, yeah, my man, this, that, and the other. Twitter's pushing out false narratives that sometimes people believe, and you believe that narrative, and then that's in you. So now you're a 35-year-old woman believing some shit that was instilled in you from Twitter, social media, and sometimes people around you, yeah? You're there saying this, but it could have been stopped if you watched this video. Like, if you just learn, like, bro, I should probably manage my expectations a bit more, or maybe I should focus on other aspects of my life. Maybe I shouldn't, you know, be willy-nilly, like, having sex with guys, putting myself in a position where I can have a child, you get me? Because she had a kid at 16. And then for him, he said, bro,
it was
like...
22, sir.
Oh, 22.
It was confusing with the ages.
Yeah,
because I think when she said 16, she was 22.
So she had a kid at 22. And for him, he said, bro, realistically, guys that you're looking for don't want a girl, that woman that's had a child early or even has a child at all. You get me? So as for me, like going back to that, it's a teachable moment for young women. Even for guys too, that say they want a certain type of girl, like he'll tell you, if you want a girl that's a 10 out of 10, these girls typically get with these type of guys. Are you that type of guy? Yes or no?
Yeah, but it's that simple. Who's deluded? I would say in most cases, you can speak to me if I'm like, you know, patriarchy, blah, 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 misogyny. I don't know if I'm doing that right now, yeah? But I would say that more time, it's women that are confused about what they can get rather than men. I feel like men are more likely realistic with their, like, what they can actually get and pull. Whether you're talking about just beating or actually within relationships.
I'd say the incel community, or like, not even incel community, maybe people that are just men that are entitled. I don't know what the proper term or what term there is for them, but there are men that are entitled that feel like, oh, I should get this type of girl because of whatever reason I make up. But he'll sit you down and say, well, you're overweight, you don't have a big dick, and you don't make money. So why would a girl like that get with you?
Of course, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Like, both genders definitely have people that are deluded.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like just to understand this, to have realistic expectations, all you need to do is have common sense. If she listened to him within the first 5 minutes, she would have left the Zoom call, and then went about her day and realized, I can't see myself with these kind of guys.
Do you believe you can learn to love someone?
learn to love someone.
Yeah, she might, because from the sounds of it, she needs to learn to love the guys who aren't in her tax bracket.
The thing is that she's in a sticky situation, because in a relationship, you want to grow with someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if, like, I think that's why she initially called as well, because she wants to date someone who essentially has, like, the same business mindset as her and wants to continuously grow, and then someone who can push her as well, because that's what you want in a relationship. Yeah. Someone to, like, keep you pushing, like, push you forward. Yeah, and then when you're, like, when you're now forced to date down because of her situation, it's, like, the relationships that you get into, like, you're not really being pushed. Like, the people who you get with probably don't have the same drive you do, and then you feel like you have to hold yourself back. So that's why I'm like, she's in a sticky spot, because she'll just have to settle with someone who doesn't have that drive. And yeah,
hey man, tough tits.
It's not necessarily just about it. It's not necessarily just about, like, learning to love someone, bro. It's like, it's about contentment. Mm-hmm. Like, you can love someone and not be content. She's not content. She is not content with what's it called. Whatever she has, because if she's with them, obviously she has feelings for them, or she wouldn't be there. It's not just about finances, which is obvious, but she's not content with the finance area. So I think it is actually a balance. Like, it's not just about the love part. Obviously, there has to be some common sense to the aspect.
Mm.
But in my opinion, she needs to get real with herself, bruv. Like, obviously, don't start linking bums that are just leeching off you, but be a bit more realistic, because obviously where you're excelling in one area, you're lacking in other areas. True. Like, she's excelling financially, but socially, sticky.
That's true.
Because more time, even if a guy wants to get with you, you're quite a bit older, so you have to look at chances of you having a kid at that age. I'm not really sure about the biological side, but I'm not sure how likely it is to... It's a lot less likely to have kids, like, the older you get, isn't it? I swear.
It is.
Yeah, it's less likely to have kids the older you get. If you do, it's also a lot more likely to have, like, health complications with pregnancies the older you get as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to deep it. Guys that are earning the same amount as you, they don't really care too much about your peas because they have their own. So what do they look for? Looks. They're not going to start coming in and trying to look after someone else's you. That's a bit mad.
True.
To put it simply, bro, she is no man's perfect woman. No man on earth sees her as a perfect woman.
I wouldn't go that
far. No, I would go
no
that far.
Man.
No man. No man. No, wait. If I was to ask any... No, I am being ruthless here. No, that's what I'm trying to do.
But there has to be some level of compromise.
Yeah, any man would compromise. Many men would compromise and be like, I'm not trying to say compromise, because some man would look at her or might meet her and be like, oh, I really like this girl. Found her as a kid, doesn't really do too much to their brain. I'm sure there's bare guys out there like that. But I'm sure if you were to ask him, a man, what's your perfect woman? Yeah. Like, if you had to describe her, like, what
would
is the kind of thing?
Kids, yes or no?
Yeah, does she have kids, yes or
what
no?
What dress size would she be?
I wouldn't really care about dress size. I'm not trying to ask about that, but, like... That's what he was asking. But, like, my thing would be more concerned about, okay, your ideals, personality, do you have kids, of course? Yep.
Do you vote Labour? Yes or no?
Oh, shut up.
I think that's what you want to
know. Like, all that kind of stuff, yeah. And I feel like she, and the kind of person she is, even just for the fact that she sees it as dating down, as because she's dating people that earn less money than her, would bother me.
She said it multiple times.
Exactly, that would bother me. Like,
I don't want to date anyone beneath me, or no one that's not on my level. Like, you know,
exactly. Does that mean that if a man that has money dates someone, okay, let's say a man of six figures dating a woman that's maybe earning 50k,
but
is that dating down? I don't see that as dating down,
yeah.
But she does.
Yeah,
it says a lot about where she puts her values. I
exactly.
Guess.
Yeah. And maybe that's why the relationship failed again, like, because she put too much stock into fucking money. And that if you're making a lot of money and he's making a lot of money, then magically the relationship works. But you can still end up divorcing someone. Fucking Jeff Bezos, the richest guy. He was rich when he had his divorce, fam, and he still had a divorce with all that money.
And money doesn't solve problems.
It doesn't solve any problems at all. Yeah. But, like, do you guys, like, find yourselves, like, managing expectations sometimes, like, for partners or even, like, just a link or, like, a girl you chat to? Do you manage expectations on, like, which girls you'd go out to speak to?
I think for me, it just affects the way I behave, maybe.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. With with girls that you're linking, I guess, you're not going to catch me in Zendaya's DMs or nothing like that, because obviously, I'm a uni student, bro.
Zendaya's tall too, can't lie.
I mean, what? Would that not play a, factor for you, Tom? You're like 5'11".
I thought it was 6 foot.
I'm 6 foot, okay.
Put the truth out there.
Zendaya's like Taff's height. She's like 5'10".
No way.
She's not six. She's not, what do you think she's like? 6'3".
Yeah, she's like 6'2". Nah, bro. Big, what do you mean?
No, big boy, what kind of WNBA player do you think she is?
Listen,
she's like 5'10", bro.
Yeah, set your expectations. Yeah, correct, Taff.
What do you mean, Zendaya?
Nah, she's like 5'10", bro.
Wait, did you have you looked up how tall she is?
We had this conversation before.
No, we've never had this conversation before, Tom. Don't do that, Tom.
Oh, yeah, Taff says it right here. She's 5'10".
Like 1 meter seven.
It says right here, 5'10", bro.
1 meter seven. What does that even mean?
I don't know. Convert.
1.7 meters, bro. Jesus.
1 meter seven.
Listen. But either way, like 5'10".
Wait, nah. We need to stop the press. 5'10", like.
How tall do you think she was,
bro? This whole time, I thought she was like 6'1" at least, or 6'2". No. But that's because she's always in heels, I guess. So like, maybe that threw me off.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I think I don't know.
He's like, I got a chance. Yeah.
Yeah, expectations been lowered.
But I do manage. Yeah. I do manage my expectations. Like if I see a girl leng, hella peas, definitely more peas than me. She's out here eating hakusan every day. I know, big one. I cannot provide.
She likes niggas with money.
I can't provide what she needs, bro. Yeah. I can't provide what she needs. I'm still a uni student.
Yeah, man.
I can't provide what she needs. Like, you have to measure up what most likely her needs would be compared to what you can give her.
Oh, that's a good point, you know.
So, like, if you measure up and you have to be realistic with yourself, what can you actually offer this girl?
Banter.
Yeah.
I feel like banter. Offer banter. At this age, you can offer banter. If you're broke and you're a uni student, you can offer banter.
Banter isn't buying her a Birkin, big man.
No, but like you said, what her needs are. So if her needs are like you said, like she likes the finest stuff, trips to Dubai. Mm. If she's at our age, trips to Dubai, Hakusans, blah, blah, blah. If she's living a lifestyle you cannot afford to even give, yeah, or even meet her at, yeah, then of course you're going to have to manage your expectations like, nah, I probably can't link that because of da, 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 da. Or you could probably link, but you wouldn't be in a long-term relationship. Yeah. You get me? You could probably have a one-night stand with them, but long term, they'll wake up and be like, oh, this nigga's broke.
Wake up, she will look at you like, big man.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna lie, never mind even link. Like, you'll be lucky if you can still pull it off. But it'll probably be based upon, like, you know, first looks and personality.
Yeah.
But if you try to go link a second time and girls most likely start looking at your situation, what kind of guy is she associated with? Because again, status probably come into it as well.
Yeah.
If it's a girl that typically likes being surrounded by a certain certain crowd,
true.
Certain mm-hmm. people with certain type of money, people certain type of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Again, we're uni students, bro.
Yeah, man.
More time we probably can't afford to live in that lifestyle until we actually leave uni and get jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Again,
and even then it's tight.
So even speak for yourself. Either way, speak for yourself. But either way, like most likely you won't even be able to link her. I'm not gonna lie, unless you're in a very specific type of situation. Environment where like maybe like a nightclub or something that maybe there's a chance.
Yeah, but even still,
but more time you honestly have to be real with yourself. Like, okay, big man, because when people say there's no such thing as out of your league, big man, stop it. There is a league. There are leagues. Big man.
Is it Premiership or Championship? What league are you in? Some man in Sunday League. I can't.
Oh, he's not going to say that. Oh, but
it's not even a cup game, fam. It's just drinks with the lads afterwards.
Down to your local pub.
No, but like, there's nothing wrong with, like, if she, like, there's nothing wrong with her wanting to be with guys that make 100K.
Yeah.
Like, having that want, there's absolutely nothing wrong. What doesn't make sense is the delusion behind it. Like, you can still want to be with a guy that makes 100K and then, well, it doesn't work out for you, end up with a guy that's making less. Those are her own ideals. That's what she wants, but she flops. That's calm. What doesn't make sense is her, like, being so on the 100K thing and then looking down on guys that make less than 100K. And then, like he said, she's the kind of woman that ends up dying alone. I mean, unless you count the kid. His words. Unless you count the kid. Those are his words.
Yes.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean, like, just so I'm clarifying, like, my own opinion, yeah. Doesn't mean that, like, you yourself, you can still, if you're an average guy, average girl, doesn't mean you should stop yourself from looking at those superstars up there, you know, those people that are in their Premier League, all that kind of thing. Do your thing. Yeah. But don't deceive yourself into thinking that one day it's going to happen. And that you're special, you're going to bring something to the table, you're planting skills, maybe you can paint. Nigga, that shit doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
No, but like expectations anyway, in any aspect of life, are good and bad, you get me? Like, you know, they're good because you have something to aspire to and blah, blah, blah. But if you don't manage your expectations, like, you can lead to disappointment. For example, even with the podcast on YouTube, yeah, we can say our expectations are 1 million subscribers by the end of this year. We can say that. But then if we put investment and we believe that 1 million subscribers, blah, 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 that can motivate us, but it's not very realistic. How many YouTube channels get started in a year and then make 1 million subscribers at the end? So then when we reach the end of the year, we're disappointed in ourselves because, oh, we didn't reach the 1 million subscribers, but we didn't manage our expectations, man. We didn't even realistically look at, okay, how common is what we're even trying to do? That's true. Like, it's just mad. So if you don't manage your expectations, it leads to disappointment. Even with your grades in school, like, they'll give you a predicted grade. Not fucking... They'll say, aim for your A star, but, you know, this is what you could get realistically with your current track record. Like, it's just managing expectations because, you know, you can't tell every kid aim for an A star because niggas are going to be quite sad when they're getting D's, B's and C's and shit when you're telling them, yeah, you can get it, da-da-da-da-da, but it's not like that sometimes. Yeah.
If you truly believe and buy into the fact that you might end up with someone that's a baller or making six figures plus all of that, and they end up not ending up in that situation, I can only imagine how that might play in your mind.
Yeah.
Like, when you're in that relationship or marriage or whatever, and you're like, oh, I feel like I could have done better. Yeah. When realistically, you couldn't have. This is the best you could have got.
But you believed
it. Because you set your goals so high, you should have believed it. You fucked it for yourself, and now you're not even satisfied within that perfectly happy relationship. But...
It's all about contentment, bro.
It's all about the intentment.
And, I said contentment, sir.
Contentment.
Say intentment.
Listen, I'm trying to wrap up the episode.
It's all about the contentment, bro. Like, sometimes be realistic for yourself. If this is the best you're going to get, big man, be content with what you have.
Yeah, and if I can close with a point,
I was just going to say a little thing like, yeah, you could shoot your shot with Zendaya, but... Obviously, if she doesn't respond, then don't be disappointed. Yeah.
I don't know why I had to be a targeted attack.
She ain't looking at man that's the same height as him. Sorry, Taff.
What do you mean?
God. I swear you're 5'10 too, but it's crazy. Anyway, guys, well done. Thank you for listening to Sliders Podcast.
I was going to neatly wrap up the episode. But speaking about managing expectations, our goal for the end of the year is, 500 subscribers. Something humble, something small. And if you can help us with that, it's free to tell a friend to, check out the podcast. If you've watched to the end, you clearly like the podcast. And if you like the podcast, watch to the end. I'm currently off the Patreon thing because you have to actually make content for that. So GoFundMe, we'll make it GoFundMe.
You lazy boy.
We make it GoFundMe. Whatever you can toss in, help the podcast buy new equipment. The microphones are faulty. The camera doesn't work.
Don't do that, bro.
What else? There's a leak in the roof. Yeah.
There's no leak in my roof, bro.
Tom, we need the GoFundMe money.
Stop it.
Fund the podcast, please. And man.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been your boy Mo, aka Mo Money. I've been joined today by
Toby the Guy Senpai.
Who's Taff? You found it on the pod, aka the champion.
Your boy Tom. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
Mm-mm.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Mm. There's no leak in my roof.
Go fund me.
Sliding up.